Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Good morning, good evening. I don't know where you're listening to me from or when you're listening to me, but right now it's morning, so I'm going to say good morning. Welcome to One in the Spirit, ladies and gentlemen. I am your host, Von Robert. It's all good on this Sunday, the day of the spring equinox. Actually, I never actually get that right. I'm like, is it the 20th or the 21st? As I was, you know, flashing through Facebook, as soon as I went on there, first day of spring. Oh, okay. So I got it right this time. I'm going to remember from now on. Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. I didn't even know. So, but anyway, happy first day of spring, ladies and gentlemen. It is the 20th of March, first day of spring. Beautiful day. It's about 38 degrees right now, last time I checked. At least that's what my phone says on the weather thing that comes up on it. It was there. I didn't put it on there. It was there. And that's all that is. So welcome to the Law of Attraction Sunday, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just simply calling it today Sunday Talks. You know, I've reshifted some things. And there's some, you know, some changes to come while doing the One in the Spirit format. Of what I do to be of service to humankind. Again, this is the show where you are the cause and I am the effect, and it is a pleasure to be of service. But some things have come to my attention. I may need to just simply reshift some things. Oh, I'm going to share this link. I may need to reshift some things. Like starting next Sunday, I might be talking too long. I was revisiting some things and, you know, going over some old episodes. When I first started out, I think I might shorten the show back down a little bit. Let me see how that works. And I may just go simply to one show per week, you know. And I don't know. I'm one show right now, though. That's not to say I won't go back to doing Friday. But again, like I alluded to last week, ladies and gentlemen, what I was doing on the Friday night hangout, all of that stuff right there, it's better served in the book. And it's actually ironic how that actually went down. We're talking about the law of attraction. You know, again, like I say a lot of times on this show, the law of attraction became mainstream through the book The Secret. Great book, you know, it's a great book. But I say it all the time, The Secret is not a secret. The secret is great marketing. Because the real secret... Excuse me, the real secret to it, ladies and gentlemen, is the real secret is that the stuff that The Secret is saying you're doing, that we should do and, you know, put into action, you're doing it anyway. It's just a matter of are you conscious of what you're doing? And now, so to become conscious of it, one needs to just simply, you know, start doing it and you're becoming conscious of it. You know what I'm saying? Understanding and recognizing what it is you're actually doing. But then again, though, we're at that stage in human evolution where more and more people will start to recognize that. You know what I'm saying? Used to be we were on remote control. It's like the scripture says when Paul would say, that which I would do, that I don't do. But that which I would not do, that I do. But we were on like in what I would call a stupider in the void where the galaxy was somewhere and the electromagnetic pulses mixed with our mind a certain way and it made us happen. But we're coming out of that now. And what you're seeing is a lot of people start to awaken. Just like you're coming out of sleep. I just got up like an hour ago. You know, it's like you're coming up out of a sleep, but on a conscious level. Because remember, we're not these bodies. You see what I'm saying? The body is something with which the eye used to carry out its purposes. A lot of times we get caught up. This is why scripture says, be in the world, but not of the world. Understand that your five senses, ladies and gentlemen, are things that actually, you know, the five senses are actually interpretations of things that are actually going on within you. You see what I'm saying? As within, so without. Now, that said, I am going to use myself as the test subject. I don't like to say the word guinea pig. So I'm gonna use myself as the test subject, if you would, because actually it's really weird. You know, I talk about it a lot. You know, I'm telling people on this show, I'm like, yo, you know, recognize it, because you know, a lot of times people like I was talking about the secret not too long ago. What I found out was, it's not necessarily that the secret. Like I said, the law of attraction works. It's always in action, whether or not you know it or not. The thing being is that we don't recognize it because we depend on what we see, what we taste, what we hear, what we feel, what we can smell to be our. We think that life is happening to us when actually life is responding to us, in other words. So oftentimes what we think, what we see, if it's not what we thought, so we give up on it because we didn't interpret it. But for that to actually even work, the way it does work all the time, again, I don't want to ever insinuate that it doesn't work. It's always working. Because if you focus on whatever it is you focus on, it's what's manifesting in your life. If you're focusing on what you don't want, then that's going to manifest in your life. It's all about the conscious mind plugging into the subconscious mind. The subconscious mind is already plugged into the universal mind, or the all, the infinite, the universe, the absolute, God, whatever you call it and go with. And whatever you're concentrating on, this is what's manifesting in your life. My situation was a little bit deeper, but let me go back and finish what I was saying, though. If the thing is, we don't recognize, you know what I'm saying? If we don't see it on this plane of existence with our finite mind, we figure it's not happening. But if you can plug in, constantly plug into your conscious mind, you connect it to it anyway, you just need to constantly do it. If you then understand that your higher mind has a more bird's eye view, things have been actually moving in your direction. What happens is we stop ourselves by believing what we see or interpreting what we see. You know what I'm saying? Or we say what we see. If the conscious mind accepts it, the subconscious mind makes no bones about it. The subconscious mind does not ask the conscious mind, "Are you sure?" If you mold your thinking around this thing, whatever it is you're putting around it, that is what's going to manifest in your life. That should be a beautiful thing when you think about it. Really, the caveat with us, as you know, being incarnate beings, is to actually recognize. It's not to do. You're doing anyway. You may be tricked into doing some other stuff, but you're doing. Nobody can stop you from doing it. The only thing that can stop you from doing is you. You understand? So, really, that's the beautiful thing, to understand that it lies within your power to change it. You know, your frequency, everything is moving, everything is vibration. But it lies within you. My case, I'm gonna just tell this little story, and I'm gonna open up the lines a little bit later on in the show for comments and questions, anything of this nature. But while I'm doing that, though, if you're listening via the link, I notice I have to say that a lot. I forget. Like, so as soon as it hit Pop Talk Radio and I start talking, it's on and popping. I'm just trying to be a service to my people, but I'm trying to get this out of me, you know. But if you would like to call in for questions or comments, the call-in number is area code 646-787-1879. Say again, 646-787-1879. Now, if there's a link that I share, it comes out via Facebook, Twitter, and on Blog Talk. You can listen live, but you will not be able to, I don't know you're there. So therefore, you're not in my switchboard, so I can't, you know, I can't open the lines up for you. But again, in whatever way, shape, or fashion that you're listening to this show, Again, this is Joey, you're the cause. I'm the effect. Thanks for giving me something cool to do, something to be of service about. Whatever capacity you listen, it's all good. But if you want to actually call in for questions or comments, that area code, again, you have to call the numbers, the 646-787-1879 number. Now, let me get to the juice of the matter. Because this is especially on the Sunday show. This is something I've actually lived when I started to recognize. As soon as I got on it, I'm that dude, you know, like I say to you guys all the time, I've never seen knowledge I didn't like. Here's the bomb. I'm that seeker type. And it's taken me on a nice journey, to be honest with you, to where I recognize I'm not just reading a book, you understand? The book really is my life. It's actually manifesting in my life, or how life is responding to me, because life is happening to me. Life is responding to me. So anytime you find yourself in any situation, whether you like it or not, if it's favorable or less than savory, rest assured that you brought it to yourself. You've created it for yourself. There is no point in you pointing a finger at somebody. Somebody might walk up to you on the street and slap you with an open hand. You know, you see you being upset about it. You might want to handle that business. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? But rest assured, somehow or another, on some level, you attracted that to yourself. In my case, and I had been wondering. Let me set the stage for you, because for a while I thought I was going crazy, and I knew I wasn't, but I was just like, God, you know what I'm saying? I actually am an aspiring writer now, and I didn't even really know I wanted to write as deeply as I do right now. Actually, this is what I was talking about. I was doing a Friday night show where I was actually lining some stuff up, you know, going back. But it just came to me. I'm like, you know what? I really don't think I'm communicating right with this audience. And so as a result of this, I discontinued that Friday line. Now, that's not to say I won't start something else on the Friday. I'm really thinking about starting Jesus Day back up on the Friday instead of Tuesday when I was originally doing it. But what I was doing, you know, the Friday night hangout, that I was like, I don't know, my schedule was messing up. But as soon as I said, put it in a book, those things started to open up for me. Those lines, I'm telling you, when you recognize it, ladies and gentlemen, oh, it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful team mind. I'm telling you, like, whoa, dude. I mean, it just, you know how you recognize some things? I don't know if it's like this for you guys, but it's like that for me, where I recognize some things. Well, I notice things, and nobody told you, nobody pointed out, but you just recognize it. You know what I'm saying? Because I've always recognized that if I always wanted to know something, I'll know it. It might take a couple of years, but when that answer comes, I recognize it as that answer coming. Excuse me. And the thing is, I got into doing something I would neglect to do, you know, that tough guy thing. I don't need to write them down. You know, I remember stuff, you know. But I actually got it to, I started following that advice and I started writing some stuff down. And the thing was, I put in the show description when I created the show yesterday. I was like, you know, I recognize things that are happening in my life, but that the obstacles that were put there were actually placed there by me. Not on purpose, just simply trying to trying to be of service. So the real stage is I'm in a place where I want to be at right now. And I don't dislike my family. I was living with family members. You know, we were, you know, everybody just trying to do what they do. But it was a little crowded and noisy sometimes for what I want to do. If I want to sit down, I was actually trying to write a few times over the last couple of years. Every time I would try, it just simply, something was like, you know, again, I'm not blaming anybody, but what I'm gonna actually impress upon you is that that wasn't the time for that particular manifestation within me. I just thought at that time, I didn't know I wanted to do it like I want to do it, like I realize it now. You know what I'm saying? I get excited about it. I'm, like, you know, y'all know I work. I don't got a job, but I hit licks, you know. So I wasn't hitting no lick this past weekend. You know, Friday morning I got off. I don't got to go back to the night. You understand what I'm at? What I'm saying is I'm excited. I'm like, oh, I'm going to get into that stuff. I mean, when you get that, and I did a show about that a couple of weeks ago, the 7 steps of manifestation. You know what I'm saying? And the second step was that desire. You excited about it. You know what I'm saying? First, you have to have a vision. But then what moves that is the emotion. Then the emotion. The emotion, it moves it. So I was excited about that now. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, oh. And you know what? I pulled. If I move, when I move, the bulk of things I have, it's not my clothing. It's my books. And the way it unfolded was that I didn't actually know how I was going to move my books. Somebody magically just gave me a tote that my stuff fit in perfectly. So I got that. I'm living in an extended stay. I just, you know, it's a piece of it. It's a little more expensive, but, you know, okay, I'm not worried about that. So everything is mine, so whatever I need to be where I'm going to be at for the peace that I need to do what I want to do. But there was a problem. And this is funny because some of you guys might do what I did. I slept a lot. I was getting upset with myself. I wanted to, you know, I wanted that space to create. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, I'm on this plane of existence. I could sleep when I die. But, you know, I would get up. Then I work at night. I would get up. I would try to, like, 5 hours. You know, I'll stay up, do a little something productive, you know, keep the momentum going. Then I'd try to sleep 5 hours. I would recall getting up, turning my alarm on. But the next thing I know, it's 7:30. Well, I don't even recall laying back down. After a while, I got upset with myself. I got up and cursed myself out. But the funny part about that is, I actually felt bad, like somebody else cursed me out. I was like, oh, no. And then what makes that so bad, when I got up and finished the task after I'd cursed myself out, after I get up and finish the task, I find out I'm way ahead of the game. Like, whoa, what'd you curse yourself out for? I'm like, I don't know. What'd you curse yourself out for? You know, so, you know, it's like, but I started to consult. I have a, you know, if I'm going to tell you something. When I say that law of attraction, whenever you want to do something, your truest desire is when you understand it, when you are that at one, though, the universe is usually looking to bend over backwards to make that happen for you. The universe is looking to bend over backwards for you. So the thing with that was there was a reason all of that was going. That was actually my higher self. It wasn't that time yet. When it was time, it fell in place perfectly. You know, I was actually trying to do something else. You know, I'm like, oh, you know what, I can transcend the game. But it wasn't my truest desire. Another funny thing is, about 2 years ago, some people I was, you know, some of you guys know the story. I was in Hawaii hanging out, stranded, if you call it that. I just didn't want to come back. That's all that was. And I was hanging out with some life coaches, and they were telling me, like, you know what, they don't really light you up when you talk about, you know, that particular industry you're in. Now, I can do it. It can be efficient, but I'm not lit up about it. And I wasn't, you know. And but I, you know, I mean, not again, if I'm not doing something, you catch me right. I was like, oh, I tried, you know. But again, it wasn't my truest desire. You know, sometimes I read out of the book. I've done a number of shows talking about stuff out of the book. Talking stuff about stuff out of the book. The Master T system. And I think it's like part two where it starts out, our dysfunction, our troubles lie chiefly in the fact that we're ignorant of our truest desires. You see? And I think that is more the case with me, because the thing was, like I said, I could do it. But here's how I found it out. I actually found it out over Christmas. I had, like, a nice little break over Christmas. So I figured I'm going to go ahead and get started on this business. But you know what I actually did? And I did this on a consistent basis the whole time I was off. I closed my door. I think the most thing I got into was the Kabbalah, talking about hermetics, the stuff that I'm actually into. When I actually get you clear some space to me, for me, I can't speak to you, but for me, and I'm using myself as a test subject right now, if you leave me to my devices, you don't catch me getting that knowledge. I mean, I would catch, if I had a ride to work, like a little bit over a year ago, I had a ride to work, but I would rather catch the bus because it's a nice long ride, and it gave me that time to actually, it had that space. As a matter of fact, I used to would go. I didn't have to be to work till like 10:45. I would leave the house at about 3-4 o'clock and go to the library and just read and research. You know what I'm saying? Now, I'm doing this on a conscious basis, but it's still not striking me. That's what I actually want to do. Now, when I say those obstacles in your way, now I'm actually doing something that's a priority that's not necessarily a priority to me. You see what I'm saying? I'm prioritizing it higher than it actually ought be. But the thing I actually desire to do, I'm putting on the back burner. So my thinking was, I'll do this, then I'll be able to do this. That's not faith, ladies and gentlemen. If you understand what I was talking about when I'm talking about the seven steps of manifestation, the first one was to have a vision, a picture in your mind, your third eye, if you would, something that you can concentrate and you can hold. Then once you put the emotion to it, it will form from that point on. That wasn't the case. I'm actually doing something else so I can get to this. That's not faith. See, faith, most people think faith is about belief. No, faith is actually forming something and knowing it. You see, we're going into again, I talked about it last week, where we're going from the age of Pisces, and we're going, which is keyword phrases, I believe, and we're transitioning into the age of Aquarius, which is I know. See, you have to have that thing in your mind, but you got to know that's what you want. You just can't form something in your head, and then that's it. It's not going to work out real good for you. Then you wonder why stuff don't, because then you didn't really want that. You see what I'm saying? But now, when you focus on whatever it is you don't want, I know that sounds like dirty tricks, to be honest with you. You're trying to focus on something that doesn't manifest as quick as you think it should. Thing you don't want, that, or the thing you fear, if you would, actually, it's the thing that focuses. It's the thing that actually manifests. You'd be like, well, what I wanted, was focusing on, didn't manifest as quick I wanted it to, but this BS, you ain't got no problem coming into existence. Or was that just me? Okay, it wasn't just me. All right. Thought it, you know. One in the spirit. Your host, Von Robert, it's the show. Your host be kicking that realness. That real talk. I'm like, yo, is that just me? No, man, I ain't think it was. I ain't think I was psycho or nothing like that. But it felt like that, though. And I speak to this. I listened to a couple of other shows on Blog Talk. And it's really funny. When I say you see the synchronicity, when I've been talking on the last show, I've said this term at least three times on the last four shows. The synchronicity is crazy when you recognize it. The way I got onto these shows, I have a few followers that actually are on the site that actually press follow on my site, so they come up as followers. But anytime somebody follows me, they listen to my show or any other show, it shows up on my dashboard. They actually, as this one, let me send some love out to Miss Kathy B. I don't know who you are, but thank you, because I got on to like three or four good shows. And actually, I was able to call in. And, you know, it's like I know numerology, I know astrology, but if you in that spot, like, you know, you kind of like, it's kind of rushing in. You like, you might want to outsource the work if you would. So I asked a couple of questions. Now, you know, it's one thing to, you already know, but something in your, it's not just the physical that's just getting in the way of some things, but more to the effect that, you know, you just outsource the work. And I knew, because you just can't tell me, yeah, Mars is moving into your third house, you about to, you know, run into it. I already know something about it. I'm just actually bouncing that off somebody else. You know, again, it's like you outsourcing the work. You're like, you might be writing an article, got too many articles to write. You need to get another writer today. Let me go on and you show me this money that this client is giving me. And it works out that way. Everything was all right. It found out that, hey, you know what, you're in a spot where it's about to take off, but you might need to go in rest. Like, oh, shit. Sorry if I know I'm going to say that on the show, but that's how I was thinking. You know, so I'm like, you know, okay. And I relaxed. And you know the funny thing is, I slept a lot, but as soon as I said to myself, you know what, I'm not going to be cursing myself out like that no more. I'm going to sleep till I finish. And that's it. What happened? Then I started getting up at the time. Matter of fact, I started waking up before time. Like, you sure you don't want to sleep some more? Oh, I'm good. I'm going to get up and do some things. You sure? You know, all right, let's do that. You know what I'm saying? I don't have a clue. As soon as I said, hey, I'm not going to fight against this no more. I'm going to sleep till I'm finished, and that's it. You know, so, and that's what happened. But things fell right into place when they should have fallen into place. Funny thing is, I'm talking about this writing, right? And everything falling in, like it's falling in beautifully. Beautifully. I'm talking about when I say that synchronicity is crazy, crazy. But the funny thing is, I put that in motion like a year ago and forgot about it. It's like I threw myself a pass, walked to get it, and the ball is just now coming, right now. That's wild when you think about it. I'm going to go ahead and open up the line for comments. Let's see, I have a caller in here. And let me go ahead and open that up real quick. Bing. And caller from area code 805. Welcome to One in the Spirit. Your host, Von Robert, I might be of service this morning. Hello? Hello? Area code 805, are you there? Bummer, man. That happens sometimes, though. Open up the lines and They don't want to talk. I suppose. Let me try to see. Welcome to One in the Spirit. I'm your host, Vaughn Robert. I'm going to be of service today. Okay. I'm up already. So I should be able to hear you. All right. Didn't want to speak. It's okay. Thanks for calling in anyway. Ladies and gentlemen, I guess I won't be having a call or speak today. That's it, ladies and gentlemen. I am. That is pretty much the gist. I mean, you can use yourself as the example. I'm not quoting somebody else or this great speaker. Understand that we are all one and the same. This is the reason the name of this show is One in the Spirit. Nah, I'm going to share that with you. I'll share it one half. Bing. Now. Give you a second. Let me get that. When you recognize, firstly, you have to be in touch, ladies and gentlemen, with what it is you want, and the places I am with the stuff that I want to do. And it's not to say, I love network marketing. Let me go and put that out there. That was the industry I'm into. But that's not the priority right now. I understand something. I've always understood it, but I go against my intuition. Now, at a stage where in mind anyway, you know, if you follow my shows when I'm talking about the intuition, I mean, the numbers and numerology. The intuition in my name, in my life, and the numbers in my life point to intuition. But I am steadily doing what, you know what I'm saying? I'm steadily doing going against the grain of myself. That's the best way to put it. Consistently going against the grain of myself. You know, so I've gotten away from that. Matter of fact, when I get off this phone, I'm going to go probably take a walk, see what it's looking like outside, come back in, and I'm getting back to work. I'm not concerned with NCAA tournaments right now. I'm not concerned with NBA basketball. You know, plus Michigan and Michigan State both lost on the first. I hate Michigan State move, man. But I guess the Middle Tennessee boys are throwing it up on them, I suppose. Congratulations to them, though. You know, we lost our end square. I didn't like those conspiracies. It's all good. and I'm going to get to work. You know what I'm saying? But the thing is, I recognize, I'm going to let it go for the day, ladies and gentlemen, let you guys get to enjoying your Sunday, your first day of spring. Oh, we got a, what's it called? Give me a few seconds, another call. Oh, come on, dude. Yeah, I'll catch you in a minute. If you're going to find it, you simply need to recognize it. Your true, one might call your home frequency, what I'm just talking about right now, your truest desire, you know, and that thing that gets you excited about stuff. I can swing back around and do that because my mind thinks like that. I just have never let it out. That's no longer going on anymore. I see I have another call. Before I let it go, I'm gonna open up the line one more time. Questions or comments in a few seconds.
Hello?
And caller. Hey, caller. Caller from area code 717. I'm your host, Vaughn Robert. Welcome to One in the Spirit. I'm going to be of service.
I really didn't have a question, but I just called in because I'm working on trying to work with the law of attraction.
Ah, Okay, so really, well, actually, explain that a little bit more to me before I comment on that. When you say you're trying to work on it,
I'm trying to work with abundance. I'm reading like a couple of books on it, and I'm trying to plan this trip for Florida for this event, and it's going to cost me probably around like $1,500 for hotels and for the fee of the event. And I'm trying to figure out ways how I can do it. The simple way of getting more jobs, but then I'm like, well, that's the practical way of doing it. But I know that abundance can come in other ways, but I don't know how to really step into that flow of allowing. So that's what I'm kind of struggling with.
I feel you on that one. Now, here's the thing, though. You got to have a couple of things in line, right? Because the thing is, like I always say, what's your name, sir?
It's Kier.
T-N?
Kier, like Pierre, but with a K.
Oh, okay. Check it out. Here's the deal. There's a couple of things. The law of attraction is you. The only thing you really need to do is align with it and know what steps it takes to actually align with it. Now, you want to go to this event in Florida, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You have to actually, firstly, you know, believe that those things are actually going to come to you how you actually want them. The thing is, though, another thing I need to point out real quick before I mess around and forget it is the what is your job. The how is not you. That's not how it's going to happen. You don't need to worry about. You need to have what. See, the law of attraction, most people got onto the law of attraction through the secrets. The secret wasn't actually a secret, though. The secret is actually brilliant marketing. Because the real secret is, the stuff the secret is saying, you are already doing right now.
Mm-hmm.
Even as we speak. The fact that I'm sitting here talking to you right now is that working and that's the universe moving things in your way. Now, firstly, you have to have that thing. Your thing in your seven steps. I did a show a couple of weeks ago. You can go to, as a matter of fact, it's for everybody. You can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/oneinthespirit. That's the O-N-E variety of one, not the number one, but O-N-E, the spirit. I did a show a couple of weeks ago talking about the seven steps of manifestation. And what it's talking, the first step is actually you have to have that thing that you want to have. You have to have it firm in your mind, though. And in your case, is to go to Florida. The second step in that, the second step is to actually the desire. You got to want that thing. See what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times we make up stuff. We put stuff on it. Like, I remember when The Secret first came out, everybody would print out the little check and put $10,000, $5,000 on it. And that's what we did, man, you know. We're looking for that. But in all actuality, most of us don't even know what it is to have that kind of money. And a lot of, especially where I'm from. I'm from the hood, Detroit. You know what I'm saying? Like, we don't even have that feel for, we just want it because somebody else had it. You know, if we get one more time, we don't have it because once we get it, we'll mess it off. We start doing stupid stuff to ourselves. Start drinking too much and smoking too much. You know, we getting fat and stuff, like, you know, all that kind of stuff. The thing is, you have to have a why with those things. Why do you actually want that? You see what I'm saying? Now, but you got to actually want that thing. It ain't just like a big-eyed kid, what you call them, big-eyed, where you just see some stuff and you want it because you saw it. You didn't even have no real practical use. I want that. Then you get it and you throw it in the corner. Okay? So you got to have that actual desire for it. The third step in that is that you got to believe that thing, that you can actually get it. You know what I'm saying? And the secret, I believe it was Lisa Nichols who spoke on it, who was saying that unwielding faith, you understand, it doesn't matter what it looks like. You know what I'm saying? If you honestly want to get there, if you actually have that, I want to get to that event in Florida. Don't matter if it's 1,500 or 15,000. I want to get there. Something is going to come into effect that's going to get it for you. The how of it is not your job. Therein is where we go wrong right there.
And I think about the total amount, and I keep thinking about the money. But I know, like say, for instance, in Florida, and I have a deep desire to move to Florida, so that's without a doubt. So even throughout my day, I'm always seeing signs of Florida. Somebody would talk to me about Florida all the time, or I see it on the TV, the certain city that I want to move in. So I see that happening because I have a deep desire to move to Florida. So everybody's mentioned it to me. And I'm talking to people, they're like, oh, yeah, I'm thinking about moving to Orlando. And I'm like, so am I. So, but it's just, with this event, I'm like, man, it costs so much money. I don't know if I'm going to be able to get it in time. Like, because I'm thinking with my rational mind, I got to get more jobs. And that's why I start messing up that.
Let me elaborate on 2 points on that right there.
Mm-hmm.
Firstly, when you say, man, that's so much money, see, that's a deep-seated thing.
Yeah.
That's something that was taught. Matter of fact, it might not even be your belief system that you're holding on to. That might be something that's the environment that you were raised in. You see what I'm saying? Secondly, I was talking to a gentleman at work the other night about this. I was like, you know what? He was asking me, what are you going to do? I was like, man, I got some stuff I'm working on. See, this is, I told him, I enjoy doing what I do, to be honest with you. It's not a career move, but I wasn't doing nothing else right now. Plus, see, I do other things like concentrating, you know, all that kind of stuff, doing the little labor work I do. But I was like, you know what, man, I got some other stuff I'm going to do. I'm like, I know, I recognize rich people don't work. I understand the concept of what's going on in The Richest Man in Babylon. There's a book I read not too long ago called Get Real, Get Rich, with real being an acronym. Yes, okay, we're at a certain point where we gotta get the money, but it's not about keep on getting that money. It's about getting what money you get now. Like the Richest Man in Babylon. The Richest Man in Babylon says the first law of gold, money comes gladly, or gold comes gladly, and in increased quantity to any man who will put by not less than one-tenth of his earnings to create an estate for his future and for that of his family. So the first thing they're talking about is pay yourself. See, okay, you got to go get that money at first because you find yourself in that situation. But the thing I was trying to, I wanted to impress it to the gentleman who I work with, it's like if you think the only way money is going to come to you is through jobs, that's what's going to happen. Remember, it's what you concentrate on. You concentrate on the job. Or you have to have a job to get money. You know what I'm saying? I'm that cat. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you again. I'm using myself on this show. Go back and listen to the archives of this particular show. You'll laugh and you understand where I'm coming from.
I went to go through
some stuff. I got to a point where I'm by myself right now. Right, a little bit more expensive, but I got what I want. I want to be by myself in peace. So, you know, I want to be by myself by peace so I could, you know, create. I don't dislike my family or anything like that. I just need to be, I just need some elbow room, dog. You know, people don't really think like I think. And that's just
That's the same way how I am. So I want to get away because I feel like it's a distraction. I'll probably no problem with my family, but it's just like stuff like what's going on now. I have a belief that, you know, people tell me you got to get a job, you got to work hard, and I'm like, I don't believe in that fully.
There you go. But see, we still do it, though. In my case, I stepped out, made a couple of investments. I had worked like I worked 7 days in a row, two weeks in a row.
Mm-hmm.
I had a little bit of money. These things manifested to me. But as soon as I do that, it comes child support. I'm like, oh, now I'm trying to get what I'm doing so I can go be through with that type of stuff. But it came up. So I still had enough to do what I needed to do, you know, for basic necessities. But in the interim of that, somehow or another, I mean, I'm telling you, when I say the synchronicity is crazy, it's crazy. I wasn't even expecting there was a bonus. that I was told I wasn't going to get. Somebody walked up to me with a check. You understand what I'm telling you?
Yeah.
And just like, whoa. It wasn't like big as everybody else's. Granted, I hadn't been there like, I've only been like a year and a half. But, hey, you see what I'm saying? It fell right into place. And when I didn't get upset, because you know what happened was, I get up, I check my account. I get paid like 2 days early. I was like, oh, man, kind of a little short. Come on up. I don't get the check stuff till a couple of days later. You know, I'm like upset. Cause one time what they did at my job, they didn't pay me for a day or something like that. I got electronic. I clock in by my handprint. Like, what y'all doing, man? I know I ain't called in, man. Good. I don't call in. You know, that's now every now and again thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I call, I see my check. I'm like, oh, child, boy, you can't even be mad no more. I'm like, oh, you know, it is what it is. But when I didn't get upset within them 2 days, I was like, you know what it is? You know, I still got the money to pay my rent from where I'm at. I can eat.
Yeah.
I can still get back and forth to work. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I understood within myself, I'm like, whatever it is, somehow or another, I have ordered this for myself. And really, a lot of times, what we think when we talk about the law of attraction, we talk about manifesting things. Oftentimes, what happens, these things that are happening to us, because if you can remember this, you have a game at least 90% licked. Life is not happening to you. Life is responding to you. It's as within, so without. You feel what I'm saying? So oftentimes what's going on, my people, is those things are happening like that happened when I come up a little bit short on my check. And where in the past I might have been more upset and started to have a propensity to complain, those things
like
will actually stop. It'll stop that thing from coming towards you because of that particular energy, because we're nothing but energy. You see, that remember, that's the second step in manifesting, it's emotion. So it's going to create whatever it is you are focusing on. If you're focusing on lack, limitation, aggravation, that is the stuff that's going to manifest in your life. It is when they say in the scripture when it says has no respect of persons, that's exactly what it's talking about. It's talking about no matter whatever it is you think, when you're focusing on what you don't want, if you focus on what you do want, that is what's actually going to manifest. It's equal opportunity. You see what I'm saying?
Yep. I agree,
So all you got to do is focus on it. Don't worry about the time. You got to be unwielding faith. You got to know what it is you want. You got to watch yourself tricking yourself, though. Trust me when I tell you this. You mess around and trick yourself. Out of your blessings. What will happen is you start wanting to get involved in it, when all you need to do is focus on it. If you want to cut out something and put it on like a vision, this is a vision board, because when you focus on it, what I do every day, I get up, and I did it this morning. I got up, me and their visualization video that YouTube has. That is the first thing I do. I don't turn that TV on. I don't turn the radio on. I put the visualization video up.
Yeah.
I put the visualization video up, and I see myself in that. See what I'm saying? And more your conscious mind accepts things. Whatever the conscious mind is accepting. Whatever the conscious mind is accepting, the subconscious mind takes it and it manifests it. Because the subconscious mind is plugged into the universal mind. You know what I'm saying? See, man's ability to think is his ability to act upon God, the infinite universe, the absolute, whatever you're going with, go with. Man's ability to think. But see, and I'm, what, a lot of the stuff I'm talking about, I got from a book that I got from The Secret. It's on The Secret's website called thesecret.tv. It's called The Master Key System.
The Master
And it
what?
Talks about the Master Key System.
Okay.
You can go to the, as a matter of fact, there's two places you can go online and read this for free. You can go to The Secret's website. Matter of fact, The Secret has two. Matter of fact, both of these books I'm about to tell you about are on both of these sites. You can read them for free. The Secret only has two. It has The Master Key System and The Science of Getting Rich by Wallace Waddle. The Master Key System is by Charles Hanel. Then you can go to a spot called SciTech.net. We spell it how I do it on the show. Y'all know how I do. The SciTech, that'll be P as in Papa, T-S-I-T-E-K.net. I say again, Papa, Sierra, India, Tango, Eddie Kim.net. Free knowledges, and I know knowledges is not a word, but free knowledges. There are a slew of books on that site that you can read. I often say to my people, I'm like, you know what, people ain't rich because people don't want to be rich. That's just, it's as simple as that. If you got a spot where you can go read that kind of free knowledge. See, in the fourth, in part four of the Master Key System, it talks about the physical, the eye. The eye is not the physical body. The physical body is something which the eye uses to carry out its purposes. The eye is not the mind. The mind is something which the eye uses to plan, think, and reason. See, so when we understand these things and put our lives into perspective and understand that we're doing it, you know what I'm saying? Then, you know, when you put that, whatever you want to do, because what it's going to tell you in the second part, of course, it's going to tell you whatever you focus on. The subconscious mind will not argue with it, with the conscious mind. It's not going to come back and say, hey, you sure you want to know? If you believe that the only way money is going to come to you is through a job, then that's what the universe is going to give you. Now, I'm not telling, a lot of times people think, I'm just going to think up $20 million. I'm not messing with you, Wani. I'm not. I'm just using an example. It's my nephew. Oftentimes, you're just thinking that somebody just going to walk up to you and give it. It's possible, but it's highly unlikely. Because actually, again, your why needs to be, you know, in line with some things. The thing, the thing that you affect outside of yourself with that will throw off the equilibrium of the whole, which won't be allowed to happen. You won't get it. But now, I need to make make it clear that even though the only way that you will a job is not the only way that you can get monies, but some work will be involved somehow or another. But then again, if you understand. What I advocate is find what you love to do. Everything else works out. Just like Deion Sanders said it. I think he was like, if you love what you do, you don't work a day in your life.
Yep, and I definitely
you know what I'm
agree.
But, you know, you're gonna do something. You're gonna do something. That's why I'm writing. Right, I'm gonna take a quick break after I close the show out, and then I'm about to get back to it. Then I'm going, later on tonight, I'm going to go in there and hit that lick real quick. You know what I'm saying? Because really, let me tell you how the synchronicity is going on right now. I was about to close the show out when your number hit the what-to-call-it. So understand that synchronicity is there. Now, you have to understand, though, I've given you a couple of nuggets right there. A couple of places, go read that. But the thing is, my suggestion to you, get what you want to do. You got to actually want it, though. You have to have that desire for it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then, you know, believe that you can do it, that it'll happen. Faith and belief are two different things. Faith is that first step. That's why it says the evidence, the scriptures say evidence, substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You're putting the picture. You know, all of this, like, if you once you read the Science of Getting Rich, you'll understand what Wallace Waddell was talking about. Says it is a thinking stuff from which all things are made, and it's when and in its original state permeates, penetrates, and fills the inner spaces of the universe. A thought is a substance. You see what I'm saying? Thought in this substance forms the thing imaged by the thought. So it's like a plastic mind stuff. You can't see it right now, but your ability to think, place a thought in it, forms it. You've got to believe it. If you don't, you can believe it all, but if you ain't got the desire for it, it ain't coming. You see what I'm saying? I think it explains that, like, it explains that in the Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. Matter of fact, that's on that site for free. You can read that for free. And then when it talks about desire, emotion, I think it's the third or fourth chapter in there.
Yeah.
On there, where it's talking about that, you know, the emotion and stuff like that.
I used to actually own that book. I gave it away because I was like, oh, don't, you know, at the time I was just struggling and not really kind of understanding it. But, I believe in it, but it's just, you know, it can be difficult when you're surrounded by people who don't really believe in that type of stuff. So, But, I understand now, man.
I feel you. Was there anything else I can help you with today, sir?
No, that was pretty much it. You helped enough.
All right, man. It's been a pleasure being of service to you. With that, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to go ahead and close it out for the day. I'm going to catch you guys next Sunday. And I'll be advised, so I'm going to probably cut this down to about a half hour. Like, I don't know for sure, but I probably will. Got some other things I'm working towards. I'll be back sometime. I'll be back next Sunday at 11 o'clock, ladies and gentlemen. Again, though, if you'd like to call in and have questions and comments on this show, the call in number is area code 646-787-1879, or go to www.blogtalkradio.com/oneinthespirit. That is O-N-E in the spirit, not the number one. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, I'm your host, Von Robert. It's been a pleasure being of service to you. Chuck and them deuces. One.